The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
3, 2, 1.
You!
From the diaphragm. That's what he told us to do. Man, so it's so exciting to have you here. And my first question is going to be a little odd. My name is Dana Cortez, and your name is DeAndre Cortez Way.
Yes.
Where did Cortez come from, sir? What is that?
Are you? My mom named me that. That's my middle name.
I was hoping we were related.
My mom named me that.
She wanted a Cortez in there.
Yeah, she named me that. She said it was a Spanish explorer.
Yes. Hey. Came up through the Southwest here and conquered a whole bunch of stuff.
I got to talk to your mom about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a longer talk.
Explorer was not it.
Conqueror, we'll say that. Conquistador.
Something like that. Yeah. That's what she told me. I was like, where will you get this name from?
And Way, right? Is that, are we saying that right? Way?
Way, W-A-Y. Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Way Mexicanos, we say, I Way. Like,
you're like, I Way.
So
like,
you got Cortez, or you might
be
half
Cortez
Mexican.
Way,
you
you
good, bro.
Way, you don't even know. You don't even know.
That's crazy.
Okay, so you just talked about your mom, and I was kind of reading about you, you know, getting ready for this, but I mean, you've been in the public eye for so long, I already know so much. But there's some things I don't know about the way you grew up. I was raised by my grandma, you know what I'm saying? A single mom and all that. My Theo, my Uncle Frankie. How did you grow up? Who raised you? Tell me a little bit about that part of your life.
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. My mom raised me. And we used to go back and forth from my father's house in Mississippi over the summers.
Nice.
And, you know, just starting to do music, doing music. And I, you know, ended up on the road, you know. So I was on the road for a long time. And, you know, now I'm out in L.A., out in California, back and forth from Atlanta, and all over the road right now, touring, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, definitely was brought up down south, and I loved it. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of fun memories, dope experiences.
And, I mean, early into your teenage years, you pioneered the current dance craze that we have now.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
You're the founding father of all the TikTok challenges we have.
I mean, you're the original YouTube rapper.
Definitely, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it was hard to get your music out back then. You know, I didn't really have contact with radio stations like we do now.
Yeah, now you just call the door. It's like, come on in. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
We just really attacked that internet a lot and, you know, set a blueprint that a lot of different record labels and companies, management, artists use to this day.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about. Okay, you're a teenager. You got a number one independent record.
Right.
And literally everyone's talking about you. But I remember I was already on radio at this point.
Okay.
And there was a lot of hate for you at that point where I didn't it was like, I didn't understand. I was like, this kid's doing it independent. He's a teenager, number one record in the world.
That's fine. What a hate kid.
And I was like, well, how did you deal with that as a teenager, though?
Man, just, you know, stay focused and understood my purpose and my position and where I was.
Did it mess with you, though?
Mentally, it was just made me go harder. I think it made me stronger. It made me work harder. It made me go to the studio. Made me go on the road. It made me, you know, have even more to prove.
I was going to say, you want to prove those haters wrong.
Right.
We talked about family a little bit. I grew up in the South myself. I feel like family in the South is a little bit different. I'm just saying it's just, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. It's like the way you're raised. Did they support you in the beginning with this, or did they think the internet, like, this is crazy. What are you doing?
I mean, my dad definitely supported me 100%. My first recording studio, he got me my first recording studio.
Wow.
And, you know, I was able to make beats and, you know, that's the computer that I made Crank That on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he definitely, every mixtape that I drop, he would listen, he would support, and he would give me advice. So I definitely could say he was supportive the whole way. My mom, she didn't really know what was going on. I was moving real fast, you know.
Was she afraid for you? Because moms, you know, we want to protect our children. It's like, oh my gosh, was she scared?
I mean, you know, I feel like all parents are. Even my father was. But I just explained to him, like, you know, this is my dream and I really want to take this shot. And, you know, it ended up being a good decision.
Do you, by chance, still have that computer that you made Crank That on? Because if you do, it belongs
in the
museum.
It might go in the Smithsonian.
It goes in the museum. Yes, sir.
We still got that computer, and it's in my father's house, but I think it's like, it hasn't been turned on in ages. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know you are such a fan of Drake. That's a joke. let me tell you something. I saw on his Instagram, he found an old computer, opened it up, and it's, he, you know, reminiscing about that. You should do that.
No, that's
see if it still works, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I really love that you brought up Aubrey Graham. I mean, from Big Draco, I want to tap into that Big Draco energy right now.
Right.
From giving Drake his flow, to giving Kanye his persona, to giving Ariana Grande a flow, to one of my, I think you're above a rapper or a music artist. You're an American entrepreneur. My favorite business right. endeavor is when you did the soap during the pandemic. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Brother, so I got to ask you, you know, tap into the energy. Feel free to name drop. Is there one celebrity or artist that you inspired that we, the world, may not know?
One artist that I inspired.
That you think you inspired that you don't get the
credit
for. That
you look at it,
you besides go, Drake, who else did you inspire? Yeah.
I mean, I spot a lot of artists, man. We would be here sitting here talking all day, man.
Big Draco, I need one name, though. Like, is there one person you can look at? Because you hear the Ariana Grande songs, you're like, oh, that's Soulja Boy inspired. Not you definitely. See the way Kanye acts in public, and that's Big Draco energy. Is there one that pops to mind that you're like, you know what? This person's running around with Big Draco, and I don't get the credit for it.
Man, to be honest, like, every artist, every Ooh. Like, back then, vlogging on YouTube was everybody was looking at me like I was crazy. So when I go on these rants and I go on these interviews and I say these things, it's because I lived it. Like, you had to be there to go through what I was going through. So I basically got clowned for everything that is normal today.
You were, yes, ahead of the
it's
time.
It's like internet you know dating. Yeah. You didn't want to tell everybody you met someone online back in the day. Now everybody meets online. It's not even a big deal.
Right. It's the regular thing to do. So it's like, okay, all right, guys, whatever. You know what I mean?
So we made it clear you inspired a whole bunch of people, but who inspired you? Where did you get your style
from? Yeah, because you want that Man. Credit. You know there's got to be somebody.
There's got to be somebody were, yes. that you looked at.
I mean, when I was younger and I was growing up, I definitely like artists like Jay-Z.
Okay.
50 Cent was a big one. And, you know, just to meet these people in real life and get to work with them and talk to him and stuff like that. I feel like it was a full circle moment.
Go ahead. I was gonna ask, what was it like working with Jay-Z?
I mean, it was basically a conversation. And, you know, I feel like a conversation is better than anything because you get to actually talk. You know what I'm saying? And with 50 Cent was the whole XXL cover, the meme mug on my album. And just to be a part of that whole, you know, moment, it was definitely a lot.
What's interesting about the two artists you just mentioned is they're still as relevant today as when they inspired you.
Right.
Is that how you see yourself?
Yes, I definitely do, because when I started, I was so young. And right now, I'm still going. Like, I'm still touring. And
you're still young because you were so young then. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm working on new music, and I just feel like longevity is amazing. Like, you never know, like, how long an artist could continue.
What do you think is the key to your, you know, we're going on 2 decades now. What is the key to your longevity?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because really most teenagers, like, burn out.
Right, I mean,
it's like you and Justin Bieber, the only survivors.
You better say Lil Wayne. You better say Lil Wayne in there, too.
Oh, yeah, Lil Wayne. Yeah, Lil Wayne, too.
Definitely Wayne. Two things that I would say is having fun. And another thing is time goes by so fast, I haven't even noticed. Until like Hip Hop 50 came around, or the anniversary of my second album.
That's
like,
it is,
it's been 15 years. I'm like,
what?
Like,
you've been busy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Like, so, you know, it kind of just, it's all a blur, man.
But you know, you're a new dad, relatively new father.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
That was your first kid?
First, little boy. I'm a mom. So I got 3 daughters. So I always like when I find out we're married. Yes, yeah. Whenever I find out someone is a parent, I always got to ask them, "How did you feel when you first held that baby in your arms?"
Just blessed. It was a blessing. I felt like it was. You know, I think I cried.
I think overwhelming, right?
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I think I was crying. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was a little teardrop or something like that. But no, it was a beautiful moment. And my son, he just brought another version of myself out.
Oh my God.
Of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that I thought I'd never see. So you know, I feel like a lot of stuff that I do now is for him. And
it changes you,
right? It changes, yes. Yeah. It's going to make you a better person, a harder worker. Yeah, it does change everything.
Well, hold up. Are you planning on giving him everything, or is he going to have to work a little bit for it?
I'm going to give him everything. That's for sure. Right. But I definitely want him, you know, to experience life and have his own accomplishments and accolades and achievements.
What's his name?
Keandre.
Keandre.
Cortez Way. My name is DeAndre Cortez Way. His name is Keandre.
Otro Cortez Way. I love it. I love it. So after 15 plus years, and obviously this is, I feel like it's just not going to end. You're here. You're here to stay. What's the message to the fans that have been there since 2007? YouTube really, today, YouTube might be one of the most powerful media entities in the world. What's the message to the fans that have been there from the beginning and today, and the new fans? Because you got a lot of kids here to see you.
A lot of new fans. Just thank you so much for your support. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys. I got new music coming, and just this whole tour, it's opened my eyes up to see everybody in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the tweets and the Instagram comments and YouTube comments and messages and stuff like that, but it's a different feeling going each state, each city, and seeing each different audience in each state. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many people. So it's amazing.
It's amazing, right? I appreciate y'all. Like that.
I thank y'all, and we're just getting started. I got a lot of more.
I was going to say, you got new music coming. Are you still using Fruity Loops?
Still using Fruity Loops. I love it.
You producing all your stuff still, or are you?
I'm producing all my stuff. They actually reached out to me recently, so we should get a dope collaboration coming soon. Y'all should see.
I want to ask, are you down to collaborate with some of these artists that are coming up? I don't know if you're familiar with it, even with like the corrido hip hop sound, the Peso Plumas, the Chino Pacas. He's like, what you talking about?
JLP. I see it.
The JLP out of Street Mob and all. You see it, right?
I see it.
Yeah.
On social media.
Are you down to collab with that type of music? That's a lot. It's different.
I'm definitely down to collab. It's just like I would want to vibe with the artists and get to know the artists and, you know, learn about what we're doing.
My new things we're going to change, because there's this website. Well, it's Instagram. It's called Foos Gone Wild. And it's a parody of Mexican-American culture and Mexican culture, Cholo culture and all that. And Drake followed it. And I was like, oh, damn, we made it. Shit.
We made it.
We made it. Mexicans now.
Tapped in.
I would like to make a quick declaration. I think it's time, Soldier. I think it's time for Soldier Boy Talum 2024. I think America needs Soldier Boy.
Is that Soldier Boy president? For president?
Yes. I think it's time.
I've been thinking about that, too. And I was like, yo, if Trump can be president, I for sure could be the president.
Hey, yo, yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I would have said you were crazy 8 years ago, but now you're right.
Have you been invited?
Damn right.
Have you been invited to the White House?
I've been to the White House. The first time I went to the White House, I was like, it's 8 years old, 9 years
oh
old.
Oh my gosh.
What was that for?
I had a field trip. I was in a program in school, and we went on a field trip, and we flew to D.C.
That's wild.
And we went in the White House all through it, and, you know, that was the first time. And I was very young. This is before music, before anything. So I've been there.
I was the first rapper to go to the White House.
I knew it. I saw Barack Obama's speech, and I was like, that's Soulja Boy. I knew it, dude. I knew it, dog. Soulja Boy, tell him, dog.
Now we got to get Sleepy Joe to invite you there.
Well, no, dude. The Biden administration failed us, and Soulja Boy is going to fix the student loan crisis.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We're going to get
you
in there.
At least if Stacks on Dex has a payroll, can I get on?
No, man. I definitely thought about running for president before. But if I really did it, like, I would have to really, like, stop music, stop entrepreneurs, stop everything.
And that
really
ain't gonna happen anytime.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I would have to stop everything. Like,
listen, if it does come to fruition though, can I be an ambassador for your Latino community, Soldier Boy?
You know what? Since you came up with Soldier 2024 right now, I think we have to make that happen right now.
Let's remember this moment.
Be careful though, he's Latinx. They might turn on you.
You might know more Spanish than me, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy's in the building, make some noise.
Yes,
damn, that was so funny.
That was great.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.